This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In August, my family and I went on a trip to France, and we visited the World War II D-Day sites in Normandy. D-Day, of course, is the term often used to refer to the landing operations in June 1944 in Normandy, the Allied invasion. We visited some of the major D-Day sites, including Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial, as well as some sites in little French towns whose names I will not even try to pronounce, lest any French speakers among our listeners have to rip their earphones from their ears. But we went to them. It was a fascinating day, awe-inspiring. It is hard to grasp the magnitude of what happened there in June 1944. So much planning, so much courage, so much sacrifice. I've spoken often about my America feeling, and no surprise, I experienced the America feeling over and over as we visited those sites. But something that's true for me is that I feel ideas most deeply when they come to me through words. I can visit places, I can see things, but in the end, it's writing that strikes me to the core. And that is what happened in Normandy. I felt my America feeling most strongly to the point that I couldn't stop the tears coming into my eyes when I came across a reproduction pamphlet called A Pocket Guide to France. This was a small, light, pocket-sized pamphlet which, as it said on the cover, was a restricted guide issued by the War and Navy Departments in Washington, D.C. for soldiers going to France. Apparently, similar pamphlets were given to soldiers headed to other countries as well. I'm always intrigued by documents like this, how they're written, how they're designed, so I started reading right through it. I expected it to be full of bureaucratic, stuffy, approved by military committee language, so I was at first surprised by its casual, slangy language. It was obviously written so that lots of young soldiers would find it easy to read. It also had several typos, so I suspect it was written in haste to be ready in time. The brief guide included sections on the history of France, the organization of French society, the food, helpful phrases and how to pronounce them, and material like that. The guide also admonished the soldiers at some length to stay out of various kinds of mischief. And here's what really caught my eye and gave me the America feeling. It was in a section headed, "You are a guest of France," where the guide addresses a question that would obviously be of enormous concern to the U.S. soldiers. How would the French people view Americans? Here's what the guide said. "Mostly, the French think Americans always act square, always give the little fellow a helping hand, and are good-natured, big-hearted, and kind. They look up to the United States as the friend of the oppressed and the liberator of the enslaved. The French trust both you and your country more than they do most other men and nations. Keep that trust." What a beautiful conception of the United States, my big-hearted country. I hope we will always keep that trust. If you'd like to see some photographs of the guide, I'll post them in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.